We're speaking with Indiana Congressman Jim Banks about the firing of FBI Director James Comey. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news?
Well, first of all, it's probably been a long time coming. Both Democrats and Republicans have agreed for months that FBI Director Comey has lost the trust of the American people, and in a job that requires enormous integrity and good judgment, Comey's firing has probably been a long time coming. That being said, I like many others, find the timing to be suspicious. I know that we have a lot more to learn, and the president needs to do a better job of explaining the timing of the firing. I hope that he will do that, but I do agree that the firing was probably a worthwhile move by the president.
Then why not say January 20th or the opening week of his administration?
It's a fair question. I agree. The timing is suspicious, and the president must do a better job to address this to the American people and explain why now, in the midst of the subpoenas that were issued in the last day or two related to the Russian investigation. So I too call on the president to do a better job and explain to members of Congress and the American people of why the timing was yesterday the way that it was. But I do think this is a opportunity for the president to appoint a new FBI director who has good judgment, who is not who is nonpartisan in the way that he pursues the duties of this important office, and can restore the trust of the American people in the FBI and the important work that they do.
So what now of the Russia probe? Are you among those calling for an independent prosecutor?
I think it's premature for that. I haven't seen evidence myself as a member of Congress that a special prosecutor is worthy in this circumstance. I'll withhold judgment on that. I don't think that I've seen anything that rises to the occasion that would call me to call for a special prosecutor. I think at this point it's important again for the president to better explain his actions and justify the timing of in the midst of the larger situation. But also I support this president in finding a better leader to lead an agency that needs a man or woman of integrity who can fulfill the duties of leading the FBI with enormous integrity.
We're speaking with Indiana Congressman Jim Banks about the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Had you lost confidence in Mr. Comey as well?
I had. I as a Republican, watching the activities of the election cycle last year left me dumbfounded at times and startled that Mr. Comey truly, it appeared to me, lacked judgment in the way that he handled the activities that occurred in the late moments of the election between President Trump and Hillary Clinton. Fast forward to the last 4 months, this is Mr. Comey, as far as I was concerned, had shown a number of moments where he lacked judgment, and whether it was his testimony earlier this week or other activities along the way that left me startled that we have someone running an agency that lacked the good judgment to do so. So this is a moment and an opportunity for the president to choose someone. There are a lot of good names are already circulating from my colleague Trey Gowdy in the House of Representatives, who would do a tremendous job in that position, to a number of others who have been proposed. Even the president of Anderson University, who used to be a leader at the FBI from here in Indiana, would be a quality choice to lead the agency. There are a lot of good names that are rising. We'll learn more how the president reacts to this. But I do think that the president, more than anything else, needs to address the American people and explain what led to the timing of his decision. I think that would be a healthy thing for him to do, to show leadership in the moment to clear up any misunderstandings or to address the timing, which I do find to be suspicious.
Yeah. In your mind, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? When did you lose confidence in him?
Well, I think even this week, in learning that his testimony last week about Hillary Clinton emails that wasn't entirely accurate or wasn't accurate at all.
Yeah.
But I think I think the activities of the election cycle last year between how Mr. Comey handled the interfering in the election and the way that he did, showing tremendously bad judgment, and how he did that. I think that enough was justification to which Democrats largely agree. Democrats at that point and upon President Trump coming into office, they were all fully supportive of firing Mr. Comey at that point. It is ironic that their tone has changed in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
So we have a lot more to learn, and I hope the president again will address the American people and explain his timing and his decision. I think he has an opportunity to do that will only strengthen him as a leader.
Hypothetically, if you had been in charge, would you have gotten rid of Mr. Comey sooner?
I think there was good reason to do so upon the president's election and his authority to do so. I think he could have done that at the outset of his administration. To his credit, it is a 10-year term, and Mr. Comey had more years to serve in his term as FBI director. Maybe the president was felt that he should allow him to fill out his term, but the issues have stacked up along the way to give the president a good justification to let Mr. Comey go.
Mm.
I think there's a lot of room here to be critical of the president's timing and his decision to fire Mr. Comey at this moment, but also be to also recognize that Mr. Comey has failed and lost the trust of the American people at the same time. I think there's a lot of room to understand both positions and to understand and take that position.
Finish up with what you mentioned before about potential replacements. I know you mentioned South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, the president of Anderson University. Would those be your top two, or do you have like a top three or five?
Hey, you know, it's hard to say how the president will base some of these decisions, and those are a couple of names that I've already read and believe both of them would fill the position quite well. But we need someone who is nonpartisan, has good judgment, and understands that the significance of the role of being ahead of such an important and powerful federal government agency to restore trust to the FBI. And I think both of those individuals could do that, but there are a lot of other names that are rising to the list as well that could do so too.
I thought I heard a talking head on TV say something about morale was bad at the FBI. Is that the sense that you have, and another reason why a new leader is needed?
There's no question that bad morale due to a number of these highly political decisions by Mr. Comey over the past year has led to that, and new leadership in this moment could be very healthy to repair morale and also rebuild the American trust in the FBI. That's important that we see that happen and move forward.
Thanks, Jim. Indiana freshman Congressman Jim Banks.